create one of my favorite bouquets. I call it the faux hand-tied bouquet because it looks like a hand-tied bouquet, but yet it has a water source. So with that, we're going to use an Artesia sphere, and we're going to use that as our basis for this design. So first thing we need to do is get out our trusty waterproof tape, and we're going to wrap this around our sphere. We're going to make a line all the way around it so that it looks like kind of like a basketball. You know, for years, florists used chicken wire, and you know how horrible chicken wire can be on your hands and beating it up, trying to cut it all up. This is our modern form of chicken wire. So what it's going to do is help hold our sphere together when we're making our placements into the foam. So very important part. Without secure mechanics, the whole thing could be a disaster, but this way we know we're safe and sound. We're going to float soak our Artesia sphere at this point in time and place it in water. We have a previous webisode about Artesia that tells you all the secret tips and tricks about floral foam. You want to make sure that you check that out so you get the insider scoop right here from JTV. But today, I've got one of these already soaked, so let's grab that. Here's our Artesia sphere. It's already soaked, weighs about 4.5 pounds, so there's plenty of water in here for our flowers. We're going to make this arrangement a little bit differently than you normally would. This is the kind of fun you see on JTV. So, we're ready for that, and we need some roses. These are some incredible cool water roses from Euphloria flowers. I'm going to grab my little nippers, and y'all used to watch The Addams Family. We're going to play Morticia and take the tops off of all of our roses. The very first time that I did this arrangement, I was in England and I'd been asked to do a special presentation with several other designers that were from Europe. And what they said was they wanted to start off the design show with a hand-tied bouquet. And one of the things that was important was they said, let's start off with a hand-tied bouquet because Americans don't know how to do a hand-tied bouquet and it will help endear them to the crowd. Well, I said, can I make mine ahead of time? And they said, sure. So I made mine ahead of time and this is how I made it, which shocked everyone because it's completely different. We're gonna take our Euphloria stems and place them into our foam upside down. We're removing a little bit of the foliage and adding these guys as if it were the bottom of a hand-tied bouquet. It's important to note that I've kept the ball inside this design bowl. It keeps it from walking off or traveling across the table, and it traps some of the water that's being displaced on the bottom as well. Also notice when I'm placing these guys into the foam, I'm making sure that my placement's deliberate and I'm going directly into the foam. I'm not moving anybody around because I want to make sure that they're securely into the foam and I'm not pulling them back out so that the water's not displaced. In this case, a lot of the stems that I'm placing now are going to be part of the armature or the structure that help hold it up. But I want to make sure that it doesn't get too thick so I can still see all of the stems. You know, it's great to make an arrangement like this for a garden club or if you have to do a public demonstration, because one of the things that's exciting is it's completely contrary to what people would normally expect. We also want to make sure that we've got plenty of stems in the center of the bouquet, because that's where we're going to need the stability when we stand this arrangement up. Got all this beautiful foliage, and I guess I need to say goodbye to it. Okay, and we'll clean this up just a little bit so that we can still see those great structure lines. Then we're going to take our bunch cutters and cut this off evenly. Okay, notice how it's completely level and flat now, because the important part of this will be when I flip it upside down. Now I can streamline this just a little bit more if I need to remove any more of the foliage. You'll notice that you're going to get a little bit of water that's going to be displaced down here. That's important. It takes about 20 minutes for us to drain out the excess water that's going to be displaced from inserting the stems. So you're going to want to make sure that you have it on a secure surface and something that's not going to damage for about 20 minutes before you move this. Okay, now we're going to start creating the top of our arrangement, which is going to be a form that's going to look very similar to a Dutch hand-tied bouquet. Very flat, very European looking. We're able to make those insertions and make that presentation look the way we want it to because we can design securely into Artesia and place the flowers exactly where we want them. We're going to start with a few line flowers. Line flowers are always the greatest thing to start with because they help define the shape of the arrangement. These guys are Bells of Ireland. They have a great fragrance. They also have a really natural flowing line. We've also got a few pieces that look like this. We're going to add those in the top just to add just a little extra interest. Now we can come back with our roses. And again, this variety, Cool Water, is incredible. It's a great performer. It opens so wonderfully. Again, it's a virtually thornless variety from Euphloria, which is great that they have the ability to breed in to their roses the thornless nature. Makes it easier and faster for us to work with them because we're not going to get stuck. It's also important that we're giving everything a nice sharp cut with our Swiss Army knife. I want to make sure that our knives are always sharp. That's one of the things that is an important thing for florists to remember is a very, very sharp knife. You don't get cut with a sharp knife, you get cut with a dull knife. Making sure our rose placement goes all the way down to the center of our Artesia foam sphere as well. We want to make sure that the roses and the stems are put directly into the foam and are nice and secure. The great thing about Artesia is it holds your stems really securely. And of course, our shortest varieties are going to go down in close because that adds depth to the design. So far, that's what we have. Notice how we've defined the entire shape. It's nice and round. It's also nice and flat. I really, truly don't know how the Dutch make those incredible bouquets that are flat on the top. But this way, the fun secret J way, you're able to make it however you want it to look. Now it's important that we add a few other flower types so that we can get a nice mixed variety of flowers. One of the things that is really important is texture and also color choice. In this case, I decided ahead of time that we were going to make a triadic color scheme. There's two different types of triadic color schemes. There's the one that's the primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. And those colorations always appear a little more childlike and are a little bit more fun. I chose to use the secondary color palette, oranges, greens, and purples. That's always perceived as a little bit more upscale and a little bit more exciting. We're also going to add some incredible Floragene carnations. I love Floragene because they genetically enhanced these carnations to create something really wonderful. These are colors that were unexpected normally in the carnation palette, but now because they can genetically enhance them, we've got great colors that we're able to deal with. These colors were actually pulled from the violet plants, so it's a carnation that's just about the exact same color as a violet. Right now, our arrangement's looking very, very good. And it's starting to get some excitement because we have that vibrant purple that we've added inside there. Also notice that our chartreuse green, by adding that, it makes our other colors bubble up. So the chartreuse green, along with the lavender, is very, very important. And speaking of chartreuse green, you know, sometimes you just get to have a little bit of extra fun. This morning I walked out of my door and my viburnum bush was incredible. So I couldn't help but cut a few of those off to add in here. And that's part of the fun. That's some of the wonderful things that we get to do that make it just a little bit more special and a little bit more fun. But you know, I also love going to the wholesale house early in the morning because sometimes you'll get down there and they'll have an unexpected treat just like the viburnum. We can also take the woody stems of viburnum and add them into our bouquet. So we're still adding a couple of the sticks to give a little bit more interest so we don't just have rose stems coming out of the bottom. All right, we're gonna add a few more flowers. Some of this great Alstroemeria. It's a new variety. I know it's very popular with so many people because it's white and it has that incredible lavender edge on it. The great thing about JTV is you're going to be able to watch this webisode time and time again and practice. You have to understand that I've made this arrangement several hundred times, so it probably goes a little bit faster for me. But we also show it to you from beginning to end so that you can decide what parts you like about it and learn more about it each time. We're adding a few more stems of the spray aster down low. And we'll just add a few more of these reclaimed stems around the base. The rest of this stuff, we can just get rid of. You know, I always work best when I'm standing in about 4 inches of stems, so sometimes it's just easier for me to shove it off on the floor. So now we're ready to add, finally, our focal flowers to this. And what we need is we need a little bit of the peach or orange tones to help create our triadic color scheme. So a few Amsterdam roses from Euphloria are going to punch this up, and a few Gerberas and a few Germinis. Notice that I'm giving them a sharp angle cut, so that when I go directly into the foam, they're nice and secure. We want to make sure that we don't cut it at too much of an angle. But we want to make sure that it's sharp. You'll also notice that my Gerber daisies are nice and straight. It's because we processed them with Pocan Chrysalis and we make sure that they're good and sturdy. We don't have to wire them. We never shove a wire in a flower. And a couple more Amsterdam roses. And a few incredible stems. You know, look at the great Euphloria thornless Amsterdam as well. I can strip that with my hand. because I don't have to worry about those thorns. That makes it so time-saving to use their product. And when you save time, you save money. These last Gerber stems, we don't want them to go to waste. Now, to finish off this arrangement, we've still got a little bit of our Artesia sphere exposed. We want to make sure that we cover that up, and we're going to cover that up as we naturally would with a bouquet by adding a collar of foliage. I'm going to use a little bit of leather leaf. Wait, yeah, you heard me right, leather leaf. But you know what? This is a special variety. This is called Cleopatra. Look at how lacy that is. It's an amazing foliage. It adds so much texture, and at the same time, it's so different than the normal Baker fern that we see. You know, I don't have any objections to using any types of flowers. Sometimes people will come up and say, oh, I don't use carnations, or oh, I don't use leather leaf. You know what? There's a perfect time for every single flower. So we're just going around the outside of the bouquet, adding this as a collar. A few more pieces of Cleopatra, leather leaf. And again, one of my favorites, foxtail fern. Cut off the foxtail fern and I strip off the foliage so that we can make a real strong insertion down inside. But we're adding those just randomly as a little bit of interest. So there's our faux hand-tied bouquet. Now we need a little bit of ribbon, and it's an easy way for us to add that to give it the authentic look at the very end that we want so people think it's actually a hand-tied bouquet. I've got some great ribbons here from Berwick Offray. This is a wonderful cross weave. It's woven with two different types of fabric. So we've got the green fabric on one side and the brown on the other. When the light catches them, we get a lot of reflective quality. We're gonna cut off a couple yards of a few different types of ribbon. And again, remember that these guys are all polyester. So if they get a little bit damp right now, it's okay. And we're gonna gather these ribbons up. And we're simply gonna tie them around our base. Simple knot is pretty easy. And I just like to do a half of a shoestring bow. So I just pull one loop through and let the other loop be exposed. That great wired ribbon allows it to be shaped just a little bit more. We're going to add just a touch of this green ribbon in the top of the bouquet, along with a little bit of the lavender sheer. You know, bows are really passe, and so it's much easier to add this product as a design element. So what we're gonna do is we're actually gonna lay it on top, cut these into a couple shorter pieces. We're gonna come back with a Kowee wood pick, actually a hyacinth stake. We're all familiar with it, but it becomes one of your greatest tools. Because now we simply can push this ribbon down into the foam itself and add it as a design element. So just taking that stick and pushing it down into the foam itself is going to secure that. And you know what? Artesia holds so great that it's going to hang on to our wonderful ribbon that we've added. So that's what we have on top. And we have a bouquet that looks as if it was a hand-tied bouquet. We have to finish this off. One thing we can't forget, we've got to add Crown and Glory over the top. So that's going to help our flowers last 26% longer and allow this to be a wonderful piece that we can use for a display or a party. Some people like to use one can of Crown and Glory. I like to use two. If I had a holster, that'd be great, you know? Holster with Crown and Glory, that makes me the Lone Arranger, right? But this way, we're able to cover everything, front and back. Crown and Glory sealing in that moisture and making sure that we've got everything we need. Now remember, you're going to be able to watch this episode over and over again. There's a lot of techniques that occur and many things that you're going to want to take and make your own. You can make this any color you want. You can make it any size you want because Artesia offers spheres from 3 inches to 6 inches. There's lots of opportunities for you to use different types of flowers and different things. Remember, this product has the ability to last for about 18 to 26 hours outside of your cooler after it's been delivered. So something like this is great for a special event, a wedding. It's not something that you'd use for the hospital where you want something to last 3 or 4 days. There's no way to replenish that water source.